Right, welcome to a new rant. Now, let me think. It's going to be about Asda again. Right, here we are in Penryn in the deepest depths of Cornwall. Now, we've got this giant Asda store, Asbos as I prefer to call it. Far more apt, I think. And anyway, months ago, they blocked off part of the car park and they put a big friendly sign up there saying that they're going to improve our car park. Now, in actual fact, nothing really seemed to happen apart from the fact that they filled it up with scissor lifts and porter cabins and Lord knows what. Turns out that they're actually using it as the work storage area for doing some major store renovations. So, improve our car park? No, I don't think so. It's just a con to pacify us. Right, okay. So now, they go inside and they rip the inside of it to bits and they make a bit of a game of it because every night they move everything about so that when you go in the next day it's impossible to find anything. And they've got these lovely sort of, green-suited Muppets with pink ribbons around them that you can go to and ask where to find things. Of course, the joke is that the people with the pink ribbons around them really haven't got a clue either. So it doesn't really help a lot. Anyway, nobody can find anything, and of course the place is more crowded than ever, because the area of the shop has been reduced, and of course people are spending longer in there because they can't bloody find anything. Anyway, well, to cut a long story short, they actually finally got round to opening the whole thing up. And when did they choose to do it? Yeah, they did it had a final shuffle on Saturday night so that they were ready to open for the short Sunday opening hours last Sunday. So, of course, it was a nice day, it was a sunny day, and lots of the shopaholics had been, you know, like for months, they'd be like, oh, what's the new George going to be like? Oh, we've got to have a look, they've got travelators, and, you know, it's all wonderful and shiny and new. So everybody wanted to come and have a look. So, right. Of course, they did a final shuffle on the Saturday night, so that absolutely everything had been moved in the whole store. Everything was moved. Nobody had a clue where anything was. The whole place was gridlocked. The car park? Well, the car park wasn't actually full, but you couldn't get into it because people had actually abandoned their cars in the middle of the road because, well, presumably they were frightened of actually going into the car park in case they, I don't know, couldn't negotiate it or something. Anyway, so that was a complete nightmare. Oh, stop, you stupid machine. Look, for heaven's sake. Look, behave. Where's the pause button? Ah, right, well, I found the pause button, but what I've also discovered is that I'm only allowed 3 minutes, and I'm at 2:53 at the moment. So, anyway, you get the message. Asbos, I can't stand the place. Okay.